So this lady was on an experimental JAK inhibitor, but we only have one, as you pointed out, JAK inhibitor approved right now for MPN, ruxolitinib. What is the role of ruxolitinib in PV?
Yeah, so ruxolitinib does have regulatory approval for second-line treatment in PV. So it's really based off roughly the European Leukemia Net criteria for hydroxyurea failure. And what that breaks down to is folks who have PV who need phlebotomies despite being on, say, 2 grams of hydroxyurea a day, so 4 pills a day of hydroxyurea. So those patients who are truly resistant and kind of proliferating right through the hydroxyurea. And the other half of that criteria is folks who are intolerant. So they get side effects where they just can't take the drug, whether it's mouth sores, poor wound healing or ulcers, bad GI upset, and those types of things.
So when you do choose to use ruxolitinib, how effective is it?
So it has its pluses and minuses. So I would say the big upside is the fact that it can control hematocrit and certainly spleen size. I think really that's where its major advantage is. So you get a patient whose hematocrit is a little out of control. The hydroxyurea is not really holding them like you would. They're needing some phlebotomies, but also their spleen is big and they're starting to get symptoms from their spleen or may have other symptoms such as the aquagenic pruritus or night sweats. And getting them on ruxolitinib kind of cools all those things down and really can help the patients feel a lot better and have a better quality of life. Now, in terms of purely controlling hematocrit, it can. If you look at the original randomized studies with ruxolitinib, it can control the hematocrit in roughly, you know, 60% of patients. But I think you can always do that with a lot of times with hydroxyurea and phlebotomy as well. But the real advantage is getting at those symptoms. The same symptoms that we see in myelofibrosis can be helped in patients with PV when they get on ruxolitinib. And to me, that's the big win for those folks.